Now I have finished almost all the announcements that I had in mind. And it's now 7 minutes to 10. I again invite some of you, if you wish to say something here, on. Rick, would you mind saying something? Come. Just say what to say. Oh, anecdotes. What anecdote should I say? Right, yes, I get in mind about Baba's silence. Silence is sometimes helpful, and silence sometimes comes in the way of Baba's activities. It's very good, Mani, that you reminded me. It's a very interesting thing. So, it so happened once, we were on a mass tour, traveled long distances. Those were the days of the war, Second World War. We were exhausted. The trains were jam-packed. Baba would travel in third-class compartment. And third-class compartment, mind you, is worse than this compartment where you find yourself now. I think it would have 3 times the crowd that is here if this had been a compartment. So just imagine, when Baba would be seated there in the compartment, and incognito, mind you, Baba wouldn't want his name to be known. Baba wouldn't want anybody to know him. So, we traveled long distances, contacted different masks and all that, and we were exhausted. We had to change the train and go in a different direction, take a different train. So we came down to the station platform of a junction and we were seated there, all exhausted, in the afternoon, mind you, no shade, it was a small station. We had our own little bedding rolls. We were sitting there squatting. Baba was on some sort of another seat that we prepared for him, off our bedding rolls itself. And we were all haggard. Baba with a torn sadra sometimes, all perspired and wet. And we looked haggard and all that. And from our corner, then there was a crowd around us. And then the crowd, another ring formed. And we were just chatting. Gustaji was silent, Baba was silent and all that. And we looked so tired, morose to them, that the people there thought that this gentleman, that is Mer Baba, Merwan, because he cannot speak, he must be dumb. And so they said, "Don't you all worry, there's a very good shrine over here. And if you pay a visit to that shrine, and if you just invoke the blessings of that saint, maybe that this gentleman will benefit by it and he will be able to speak." He was so tired, he said, "Please, for heaven's sake, you go, please allow us some air or something, keep you out of it." No, he says, "Don't feel nervous about it." They again would come to comfort us, and they coaxed us to such a degree that Baba said, "Come on, Erich. In order to get out of this crowd, let us pay a visit to the shrine." So they felt so happy, because Baba's habit was such that he would not want to displease anybody's feelings, hurt anybody's feelings, displease anybody. So he then took us all, you see, to the shrine. We just bowed down from a distance, just a minute, not even a minute, and we returned, and they were very happy about that. So this Baba's silence, you see, was sometimes not helpful in Baba's work. Here is Sarav. Come, Sarav. Sarav will be at Ahmadnagar. He is leaving you all on 11th, motoring the distance to prepare the grounds at Mehrabad, so that Baba feels happy that Sarav has done his job at Mehrabad. And I'll request Adi to say a few words, and we begin this.
Jai Baba!
Jai Baba!
By this time, of course, I would like Jal Bhai also to come. Jal? Where is Jal? Jal Bhai? Adi, could you go?